Welcome to the IHSAA Insider, the official podcast of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. Each week, we sit down with former Indiana High School student athletes to hear their stories, how the lessons they learned by being a student athlete from teamwork to perseverance helped prepare them for the successes long after the final whistle. Sit back and enjoy the conversations with the voices who continue to carry Indiana's tradition of excellence forward. Today we're joined by Sarah Hendricks, a two-time state champ, once as a player at Michigan City and once as a head coach at Penn. When in 2011 and 12, she led her team to a state championship. We're going to talk all volleyball with Sarah Hendricks. She was Sarah McFarland when she was a player at Michigan City, and in between that time had a great career at Loyola Marymount, where she was a two-time All-American, three-time All-Conference, and has been in this sport for a very long time. So we're thrilled to death, Sarah, to have you on today to join us in our podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I love getting a chance to talk about volleyball.
Well, let's go back. Before you get to Michigan City High School and win that state championship, what do you remember about your first introduction to the sport? How did you get interested in it, and what was it like?
Both my parents played basketball. Obviously I'm a tall, I'm 6'6", so I think people naturally thought I would play, and my dad was actually a state champion in basketball. So I think, you know, we came from a basketball town, and both my brother and I just kind of, he went baseball, one of the local clubs that had just started, Dunes Volleyball, I was in fifth grade, I believe, and I went to a tryout and I made, I think, the B team. But it was kind of my first, you know, try at it, and I just really kind of fell in love with it. And then that was kind of it for me, and I just kind of kept playing it after that.
That's awesome. And then you get to Michigan City and you were able to be a part of the first state championship team there.
Yes.
Give me some background. Was that an expectation, like you thought your team would be there, or how did that all go for you getting to that state championship?
You know, it's kind of a really cool story, just because at the time in Michigan City, we had Elston and Rogers, and Rogers had always somewhat been the volleyball powerhouse. And then in the last previous years, Elston was really becoming a contender. And then when I was a junior, they decided to consolidate us into one school. So this is the first year the high school is there. You know, we're a fall sport. Quite a few of us had played club together. So we kind of knew each other, but there was still that healthy rivalry. And so, you know, you had to make us into one, which our coach did an amazing job, because everyone knows it takes a little luck too to win a state championship and talent and all above. But so we just really kind of came together, and it was a fun season. Great. I mean, we had some amazing players on that team that we really just kind of lucked out, but, for us to kind of come in and win that state championship in that first year, that school was kind of one, I really think, also helped bring the community together to support, you know, cause there were the people that were kind of against the consolidation and why are we doing this? And then suddenly we all have one thing to cheer for. And I think that, you know, that always helps a community kind of bond together. So, yeah, then we come in and we win the state championship, and the rest is kind of history.
Oh, I love it. That's a great story. Was there a time anywhere in the championship run where you almost lost it, or you thought, wow, we had to get past them? Or was there anything that you remember about the road to that champion, to the state finals?
You know, we only lost one game that year. I believe it was to Burris, who was just a powerhouse at that time, obviously. And it was, I don't think anybody really kind of thought we were that team. So I don't want to say we were underestimated, because we had some great players. But, you know, the South is just so heavy. And especially at that time, everybody thought Cathedral was going to be in that state championship. And Jean will still tell me, you know, that she thought she was going to be playing, was supposed to be them in Martinsville. And I don't know if anybody really expected us to be there. And then once we got there, it was like, oh, okay, now I sort of get it. And I think Jean ended up broadcasting, which she still tells me. But, you know, another kind of just fun story that, you know, we're the team that kind of came. No one really sort of expected it. We hadn't played many games down South. So I think people sort of knew who we were, but not really all the different people, you know, that we had in different positions. And So I think that was kind of unexpected for other people. Yeah. Maybe not as much for us.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I love that. And then you get to take your talents far away, out to Loyola Marymount, and where you had an incredible career, led the nation in kills 1999 and 2000. So that's an incredible feat within itself, two-time All-American. What was it like for you to transition from high school volleyball to college volleyball?
It was definitely a transition. I mean, you know, I went from also playing in the Midwest to playing in California, which is just, you know, a different game for sure. But, you know, you think you work hard in high school and you have no idea. And then you're also balancing, you know, academics. I was far away from home. I think at the time I was just like, great, this school's right by the beach. This will be great. and then you get there and you go, oh, okay, wait a minute. There's a lot more to this. And yeah. I sat the bench my freshman year. I really did. And I struggled at times. And I remember there was a time going into my coach and saying like, hey, do you think I belong here? And he said, you do. Yeah. If you can buy in and if you can give me a year and then through the summer, like, we'll get you there. Yeah. And so I think I always tell people, if you can make it through that freshman year, like it's hard because it's a different kind of game. Again, I thought we were playing, you know, top level volleyball, but it's just different. You're now, you know, this little frog in the big pond. You got to kind of be able to have the tenacity to stick through it. And luckily I did. And I had some great coaches and great teammates that kind of helped me when I was homesick and great parents that, you know, my senior year, I think they came out for as many home games as they could. And we got some tournaments my junior and senior year. We came back and played a tournament at Notre Dame and Ohio State. And so my coach was great about doing that because obviously I was the Midwest girl now out in the West. But yeah, it was just a kind of a different game and definitely a transition.
Yeah. Well, you kept that Midwestern roots, though, because you've migrated back here and spent much of your career as a teacher, coach, things like that in this area. Was that always on your radar that you wanted to coach, or did you have other aspirations after your playing career to stay in volleyball? I know it was very different back then. Now there's maybe some different opportunities. What was presented for you to stay in volleyball after you graduated?
Yeah, you know, I really lucked out in between the summers when I was playing in college. We kind of had, it was called an A2 program, junior national. So I would go in the summer. And at the time, Colorado Springs was where they trained for volleyball with the Olympic team. And so I would go there during the summer between my sophomore, junior, senior, and then actually, the day after I walked in my graduation at Loyola, I packed the car and drove to Colorado Springs, and I was there. Unfortunately, I had some knee issues, and I had already had a knee surgery. I had to have another one, and then at that point, it was kind of a, am I able to come back from this? I'm not a player that can't do 100%. I wanted to play all six rotations. That just wasn't me that could do it otherwise, and kind of had that hard conversation of is it time to stop? Is it not? And so decided that I wanted to be able to, you know, walk with my kids someday. Yeah. So decided to stop and then thought, you know, I'm going to give coaching a try. I think originally when I was younger, I never thought coaching was on my agenda. Yeah. I lucked out and I went, I coached for a season at Baylor and went down and coached there. And then that head coach ended up leaving. So then I ended up going to the University of Idaho and getting to coach there for three seasons. And again, had a great, great experience, got to travel a lot, got to, you know, kind of do a lot of really cool things when I was younger. And then when it was time to kind of figure out, okay, I want something more. I know I want to have kids someday. And that life's hard if you're, you know, if you're a mom and stuff. So I ended up deciding to come back home to the Midwest and wanted to be, you know, very close to my family. My brother had kids. I just wanted to be around that. And so I ended up moving back here and kind of not knowing what I wanted to do. And I had my undergrad was in psychology. So I think I Googled one night, what can I do? You know, what can I do with psychology? And it brought up kind of school counseling. And I went, oh, well, that might be kind of something I could do. So I started taking classes. And then it just so happened a job opened up at Michigan City where I, you know, had been. And they said, come work as a counselor and be able to coach. And so that kind of catapulted me into kind of my career. And it just kind of went from there. You know, I ended up getting a chance to come over to Penn and coach. And right after they had just won a state championship, yeah. I inherited an amazing team. Yeah. And that, yeah, that's kind of all the steps that got me there.
Well, and, you know, of course you inherit a terrific amount of talent that went to the state the year before, but what did it feel like as their coach? There had to be a lot of bit of pressure for you to get them back there. That responsibility you must have felt. Annie Drews was on your team, and she's went on, had an incredible career at Purdue, and then is now on the Olympic team. So you had the tools, but as their coach, you had to get them back there.
Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky that I took over a program that was well established, and you know, Coach Pollock that was here before, obviously, you know, had built this program and made it into such a legacy. And I really just I wanted to kind of continue with you know those things and those traditions while also kind of bringing my own you know kind of twist to it. And you know, part of that was I think again they were underestimated. They had lost a couple of seniors that. Were outstanding. And I mean, Annie was amazing. Obviously she's developed even more. Yeah. But I think that again, you know, winning a state championship 2 years in a row is a really hard thing to do. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people kind of maybe thought, well, this isn't going to be possible. We had lost our setter. We had lost some things like that. And that's a pretty big position, you know, to refill. I lucked out again that I had an amazing assistant coach. He actually coached club out in California for my college coach and had just happened to move here at that time. And he's a great volleyball mind. So I was good at, you know, kind of, I know volleyball, but working with the girls and doing things like that side. And he just had that volleyball mind to break down film and, you know, look at those stats and the things like the inside outs. And, you know, we had just a great staff all the way around, to be honest, at the high school level. Like it was just probably something that some people would love to have at the college level. And the girls just bought in. I really had a great group that was excited when I came in. They bought into everything that kind of we were trying to do. And I don't think we tried to change that much, but it's still, it's a change when you've had kind of the same coach and the same things. And so I think the whole, you know, the school was so welcoming, the athletic director, everybody at that time. I never kind of felt that. Maybe as I got to the state finals, all of a sudden it was kind of a little bit more real, you know, around here at Penn, that's just kind of sometimes the norm. Like, oh yeah, you're going. Okay. It's state. So I think finally when we were almost going there, it was like, wow, okay, this is really kind of happening. And we also just played some great competition. You know, they had made Lisa had put together a great schedule where we were playing a tournament at Cathedral and Lafayette Jeff. And I think we had it was a tough schedule, but 3 weekends in a row where we were down in Indy and we got to see those really, really good teams. And I think that helped us also look at like, okay, this is something we really think we can do again. These are the teams we got to compete with.
Right. And you, as a player, you understood that you hadn't seen those teams. And so that now as the coach, you let those players be in that position that you probably could have used as a player when you were trying to get to the state or whatever. So that's incredible that you mentioned the scheduling has a big impact on your path. That's great.
Yeah, for sure. Especially being up here, you know, you can play really tough competition, you know, and there's some great volleyball schools, but it's just a different, you know, you got to be able to roll with all of Indiana and, you know, look at the powerhouses that are down south and be able to know what's coming at you for sure.
Yeah, that's great. And you've been able to do coach for a while. You finished up coaching in 2018. You were inducted in the Volleyball Hall of Fame. Congratulations on
Thank
that. What
you.
A feat that is. That's great. And now I've moved into an administration, but I know you still have your hands in some volleyball because you do our broadcast for our state championship, which we love.
Yep.
So that's incredible. But you also are still doing some with the youth program at Penn.
Yeah, I mean, I still, you know, it's a really cool thing now that the now coach at Penn, Caitlin Hickey, was one of my players on my state championship team. So, you know, it's really kind of cool to watch how that has also come into play. But, you know, I try to get my fill where I can. And, you know, I joke maybe someday I've got a 6-year-old daughter and she's very strong willed. But I think volleyball, maybe I don't know if coaching her would be good, but I might try it. You know, I would love to. I love the men's game, how it's developing. If I had the time, that would also be something I would love to do. But I kind of get my fill. I get to help, you know, some girls do individual trainings around this area. I get to broadcast for Bethel IUSB sometimes, which is, again, great. I get to come do some IHSAA stuff, which I love doing. And I'm super excited, especially for this year with the, you know, changes and stuff, but it's just going to be so cool. So I kind of get to dabble in it without, you know, just the time that it takes to be a coach. It's such a year round job. I'm now in administration at Penn and three young kids, and my son's a freshman this year and he's a travel baseball. It's just, you know, it's very time consuming. So, the love is still there. I'm getting my fill, but, you know, just kind of have to shift in where my priorities are right now.
Well, and it's always, I appreciate that you found a way to still stay involved, because I think that's really important, not only for the sport and those around you, but also for you. And you mentioned we better get the plug in, because the state championship is coming to Gainbridge Fieldhouse for volleyball this year, for girls volleyball. We are thrilled to death and can't wait to see what that venue looks like, and excited to bring that to the Indianapolis area for sure.
Yeah, back, I think we were, when I was in high school, we were the last one to do Market Square Arena at that time. I mean, and not that Ball State is very cool, but I just think this adds another level of excitement for these girls, something that they're never going to experience again. It's just, it's such a cool thing to walk in and be surrounded by all that.
Yeah, that's going to be a very fun time, and we'll have you on the broadcast, and that'll be even better. So
looking forward to it. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you know, a couple things. You mentioned some influential people in your lives, in your life, just in passing. But who would you say probably had the biggest impact on your career and your volleyball journey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, starting out, I would say, you know, Coach Edwards, who was my coach at Michigan City. And, you know, probably the best thing that Benny ever did for me is that he didn't treat me like a 6'6 player. He went, you know, I don't care how tall you are. His goal was to have me play in the back row, and he wanted me to do some of these things that I think, you know, I'm 6'6", I should be able to hit the ball, but, you know, he wanted me to be able to pass. He wanted, you know, I could still remember we were doing push-up, you know, sprints that we had to do. And I asked him, well, can I go on the side? Because going under the net, you know, and we were timed. And of course, if you don't meet it, and I'm like, I don't want to not meet this. And he looked at me and he said, well, do you play on the same court they do? And I went, well,
that's awesome.
And he would like, then go get back on the line. And it was like, okay. But again, now at the time, I didn't like it that much. Now as I'm older, you know, my goals of playing all the way around and you know, being a six rotation player and things like it was a reality. And again, I think that was just because that's how he treated me. And he kept me, you know, kind of, celebrated the success, but kept me humble too, which, you know, and just the mental toughness that took me through, you know, college volleyball and being a mom and, you know, all the things that just kind of the sport can give you besides just the sport. So, you know, starting off, that was very, very influential.
That's great. I love it. Every one of us have a story about what our coach did to us, thankfully. Yeah. At the time, we didn't like it, but it always turns out. And then I bet there's some stories about you as someone's coach who did something that they needed as well. So it's all part of the progress.
Yeah. Sure. Love Gary. Yeah. It's always fun to have players come back and, you know, they remember something that you're like, I did that. Oh, okay. I meant to do that, you know. So that's the fun part about being an administrator or a coach or, you know, those success stories.
Yeah. Well, you're in a unique position because you were a part of the, you know, volleyball, I think it really started to come along when you were right at the right time and where we are now with the sport. Give your impression of where it was when you played versus where we are now and what you expect it to, how does it move forward?
Yeah. You know, I just, it's so amazing how much it's grown. And even just, I think, you know, some of the rule changes that they've made to make it more exciting. You know, I appreciate it because some of my records will never be broken because it's impossible with, you know, with the rally scoring. So I appreciate
that.
But, you know, like last year, Nebraska, like selling out a, you know, a stadium to play out, like just they're really kind of playing, first of all, just female athletes in general right now with multiple sports that, you know, they're really starting to be showcased for what they are. Which is just so cool that it's being recognized on so many levels across the country. And it's just, like you said, it's just going to continue to grow. I think right when I was stopping to play, they had, we had one, I was supposed to go to Puerto Rico actually before I hurt my knee the one time. And then we had just started one of our, one of the first kind of in the States, professional league.
Oh, okay.
And I was supposed to go do that one. And again, you know, that's the surgeries kind of kept happening, but, now it's, you know, you've got, again, Annie, who's getting to play in the States right now. You know, I don't think she's playing this year, but she got to kind of be a part of that new one that's starting up.
Yeah.
So the girls have the option, you know, there's yeah. so many cool things about being overseas and, you know, getting to do all that, but just kind of cool that we're trying to start to do those things here, you know, in the US for girls. And I don't see that stopping because, like I said, I just, you know, between, you know, the Caitlin Clarks and the people that are just mm-hmm. making women's sports such a powerhouse
yeah.
and, you know, through social media and the different things like that, that it just is going to keep building, you know, more and more. I love that men's volleyball is starting to pick up here in the Midwest too, which I think also is because of what the women's game is doing. And I think it's also only going to make it continue to grow because, you know, it's such a cool sport. And I think when you get people out to watch it and they kind of yeah. go, oh, this isn't like backyard volleyball. This yeah. isn't something I watched at a picnic. This is yeah. like exciting and fun. And, you know, I turned on the TV last weekend and the games that were on that I could watch that I thought this would not have been on even, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
because people want to see it. So I just, yeah. it's going to just keep growing and growing, which is great for people like my daughter, who I hope, yeah. you know, whether it's any sport,
right.
you know, that she sees it's the kids watch this social media and the TV, you know, so much. So what they're seeing is like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So
what a great opportunity and a great time to have a young person that yes. can excel in sports if they choose. You mentioned the outdoor game at Nebraska, and yeah. now we've had one here in the high school. We had an outdoor game up north, which is so much fun. I mean, what did you get a chance to see that or?
No, I didn't. But yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to actually see it. But I love how creative people are getting with that. Because
yeah.
again, I think as soon as people get in the stands and see it, they get yeah. hooked. So,
yep.
And it's just cool that schools are doing it, you know, kind of thinking outside the box like that. And I hope it helps catapult some other maybe to give that a try too.
Yeah, well, hats off to Carol Fort Wayne for launching that, and now maybe some others will follow suit because that was a fun idea and it looked like yeah. a terrific atmosphere. So,
yeah,
I gotta ask. I always finish up our interviews with the question about if you could go back and tell young Sarah McFarland,
mm-hmm.
if you could go back and tell her anything now that you've learned what you've learned and where you are, what would you tell that kid?
Take care of your body a little bit better, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know, when you're young, you don't think you need to stretch or warm up or, you know, I think in college, the trainer was my best friend.
Yeah.
So I think that would be part of it. And also, appreciate the time because, you know, I remember getting to college and the seniors going, oh, this is going to go by so fast. And it was like, the days feel like they're endless.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you go, wow, that was such a, feels like another life at points.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so to take just advantage of, I was awarded so many opportunities because of volleyball, and
yeah.
appreciated, you know, so many different things I was able to do, but, you know, listening to the people, you know, especially when you're a youngin and you think, you know, it all,
sure.
You know, it's like, listen to those coaches. Cause obviously there's things now as a coach that I'm like, well, why didn't I do that? you know, those little things. So
yeah.
worry about the little things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Great advice. And so true. I mean, you obviously, you know, hindsight, we're always a lot smarter on the other side, but
yep.
it's good to reflect back. And fortunately you're still working in the game with young people that you can impart some of that wisdom as they go through their journey, because your journey was incredible. It's fun to have you on, to hear about it, to listen to your stories about the state championships and all the things that went into it. And we just really appreciate you sharing your story today.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun. And it's kind of fun to go back and relive some of those things. Like I said, sometimes it feels like another life. So it's just fun to get to kind of talk about it and think about it again. And again, just those are the memories you always remember. You don't remember every single point or play or anything, but you remember your teammates and your coaches and how you felt at those times. So I really appreciate getting the chance to just chat about it.
That's great. Well, listen, everybody, you get the chance to see Sarah Hendricks again on the state finals. So tune in when we get to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and we have our state champions vying, our state championship teams vying for that coveted state championship. We are thankful for her to join us today. Look forward to our next time where we find another legend in Indiana to share their stories about what it was like growing up here in the Hoosier State. Thank you for joining us on the IHSA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana high school sports. And remember, this is your IHSAA.